The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Are we ready, boys? All right, cheers, guys, to happy hour.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
What?
That's not bad.
It kind of tastes like Reese's without the chocolate.
It's almost good. It's not...
Charles has a peanut allergy.
I really want to bet on the Jags. I also look at Romeo Crennel's record against rookie quarterbacks. And, you know,
what's Romeo Crennel's record against rookie quarterbacks?
It's something like 14-1.
Okay. How many of that 14-1 was he coaching under Bill Belichick?
Not nearly as many as you would think. Okay. It was like 5 or 6.
Okay.
I got to go find the numbers again, but I was reading about it the other day. And as much as I know you like this guy, and I like this guy too, Gardner Minshew was actually playing really well for them, considering what they are.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz. I think Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975, you can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed happy hour. Actually, second hour is pretty happy, too.
We've been in a good mood today.
Yeah, well, we're just having some fun.
Though I started the show by chugging sour blue raz?
Yep. Like, blue raz is that bang flavor that I'll get when I can't get any of my favorites. I can't imagine what it would taste like as a Four Loko. But you know what? You seem to have bounced back.
I'm all right.
Yeah?
I ain't great. I'll tell you that.
So, we'll do a little sports for a few minutes. We're going to do a whole lot of sports. But last night, everybody was bitching about the game going over on that meaningless play.
I'm so glad at it, because I told you, I said if I had a play, it'd be the under, but I'm not playing this game. I'm so glad I stayed away. I would have been so angry last night when the 49ers, who were losing by a million, were like, hurry up, call timeout to try to score that touchdown. It was gross.
Was it? Because from a fantasy perspective, guess who I had? Jerick McKinnon.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I had
your fantasy team must suck.
Well, I mean, I had the best team. I've told you this before. I had Austin Eckler and Nick Chubb and James Conner. And guess who I'm down to?
Jerick McKinnon.
James Conner and whoever I can pick up. I picked up McKinnon because usually the Packers can't stop the run. He didn't have a great night, but that last little touchdown made it a 15-point night for a number two running back. I'll take that. Plus, I had Aaron Rodgers who put up 48, so I'm off to a 63-0 lead with two of my players. But yeah, so it wasn't meaningless to me. In fact, it was quite meaningful. Thank you, Jerick McKinnon. And ordinarily, yeah, you're not going to play Jerick McKinnon, but I was just – actually, I thought it was a good pickup because they only have two running backs right now. They got him and that little tiny person.
Yeah, but you wouldn't expect them to be even using running backs when they're down 30 points.
No, but, you know, last year, they actually ran the ball all over the Packers, so I thought they might do it again. Didn't quite work out, but that's all right.
You got your garbage touchdown.
Hey, it's not garbage.
It was garbage.
It counts.
But you got it.
It counts.
It does count.
You can call it garbage all you want, but you know what? It counts just as much if he scored in the first quarter.
It does.
For fantasy purposes. So there.
It was garbage.
Yeah, you can say that all you want. No, doesn't matter.
I'm saying
guess
that.
What? You can't take it away.
No, I can't.
You can't. So... But yeah, that's so. When everybody's like, "Oh, damn, I had the under." I'm like,
I knew a lot of people who had the under. I didn't play it. Luckily,
I had no betting interest in it because I did have two fantasy interests, and that was enough for me to be in, you know, watch the game and have fun with it. Especially when Aaron Rodgers is out there throwing 1 yard touchdown passes and he's your quarterback.
Yeah,
it's exactly what you want. So, all right, 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. All right, so where are we going here? I've got Some point this hour, I have to do gym of the day. We probably ought to go over the
line.
Let's
knock out the gym of the day right now.
You want to do it right now? Yeah. I've also got the Rona update.
Well, let's do the gym of the day and the positive Rona update right now.
Okay, we'll do that.
Let's finish this
segment. I don't know if we have time to do both. Let's do the gym of the day here, and we'll come back.
Let's see where we are.
Yeah, I mean, we may have time. I don't know. All right, let's do
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Paddock Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, Aaron, I want you to go in there, and I want you to get another shot of that Beirut stuff just because your timing's just a little off. I think that'll balance you a little.
I think we've had enough drinks.
I really don't
show.
Think it will.
No, I think it will. I think it'll help. Plus, I want to hear, while I'm driving home, I want to hear you and Braddock while you've had another shot. All right, guess what, guys? I have news for you. We found out where hell is.
Okay. It's Arkansas.
No, it's not Arkansas. It's not Oklahoma. It's not Arkansas. It's not, what else? What else do we hate?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. It's not Arkansas. They got that milk. It's not Arkansas. It's not Oklahoma. But guess what? Planet K214b is officially hell. Apparently, it's hundreds of light years away. The oceans are made of molten lava. Winds reach supersonic speed. And it rains rocks.
Ooh.
Scientists have referred to the bizarre exoplanet as one of the most extreme ever discovered. It's called a lava planet, and it so closely orbits its star that most of it is composed of flowing lava oceans. Now, I'm going to guess not really a place that's going to be friendly for life.
No. When it rains rocks?
It rains rocks. It's about the size of Earth. And it appears to have a surface, an ocean, and an atmosphere all made of the same ingredients, rocks. So
why are we demonizing rocks?
Well, I mean, you know, your guys are the ones who always talk about hell. This is hell.
Your guys? What are my guys?
You guys are into hell. I'm not. I don't believe in hell. But if there isn't,
talking about
where did he get this from?
I don't know what he's saying.
Because you guys are Joel Osteen people.
He drank
people.
Too much of that Razak.
No, you guys are Joel Osteen people. But. Yeah, no, it's just kind of funny to me that there is a planet out there that would resemble what some people think is hell. Says, our finding likely means that the atmosphere extends a little beyond the shore of the magma ocean.
Magma.
Which sounds pretty cool. Making it easier to spot with space telescopes. So, says the rest of the planet is cloaked in never-ending darkness. Reaching frigid temperatures of negative 328 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, now they're just making stuff up again. You know what this is from? Chronicles of Riddick. Remember the prison planet?
Might be.
Yeah, like where it was like freezing or it was too hot.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought it'd kind of be cool that if there was a hell, that's where it'd be. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And no, AJ's not a Joel Osteen disciple, guys. I was just joking. I was just joking. Trying to make a joke. Just trying to be funny.
You're just not that funny.
I get that. I mean, and, you know, Joel Osteen.
Well, listen, we can all agree Fred's just not that funny.
I mean.
That's not your job on the show, though.
Well, I mean, It's
been said long ago that I was the funny one and you were the smart one.
Well, I am the smart one.
Which basically means I'm a moron and you're incredibly unfunny.
Yeah, but you're not that funny and I'm not that smart, so it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But anyway, 713-780-3776. So I also have the Rona update, but we'll do that next segment because we're already kind of at the end of this one. And I'd like for us to maybe theoretically get back on track.
I think we're, like, if we go to break right now, we can get back on track.
But
right,
let's
Aaron?
Make sure that we are actually going to break.
So Fred doesn't cuss on the air.
Right. So let's go to break. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Three segments left in the week. Been a fun day. Eugene's listening to you guys from Colombia. Added to Australia, Romania, and Malaysia. I'm guessing you travel a lot. Well, thank you for sticking with us. I'm glad people are still traveling in these trying times. Hey, can we do the non-pedo positive Rona update of the day?
Positive non-pedo Corona update of the day.
All right, we have the five key takeaways that the Texas Medical Center gives us, and this is for November 5th, which because they're always a day behind. So here's your numbers, and you tell me, positive or negative. The effective reproduction rate, which when it's over one is a little bit of a concern, down to 1.01.
Okay.
Compared to 1.13 last week. That's good. That means the virus spread is slower. The current 7-day average COVID-19 testing positivity rate, 4.1%. Last week, 4.2.
Okay.
I'm not good at math, but 4.1.
That's lower.
Yeah. All right. Kind of our key thing. Yesterday, 661 new people reported testing positive for COVID-19. And we've said all along, you want to be under 500. So that number's still more than it, you know, we want. Last week, it was only 643. So that's kind of on the low end of the high scale. So not really a positive, but not bad. We're still not into the 1,000, 1,100, 1,200 today. So as long as we're under 1,000, okay, we'd rather be under 500. So we'll work on that. Also not necessarily good. 117 new COVID-19 patients yesterday. Last week it was 102. So two positive, two not great. Not horrible, but not great. And the ICU is 93% full, which is about on par for this time of year. So I would say 2-2-1 would be the record.
Okay.
So we're taking the positive out of it. We said, honestly, surprised the cases didn't go way up after the Halloween parties. Because I actually think people are doing okay. Why is Mayor Turner claiming 6.5 positivity rates if it's in the fours? Scare tactics? Of course. But statewide, he's probably using statewide numbers. We're using greater Houston numbers. And I would just say, instead of trusting Mayor Turner and anybody else, you can see them for yourself at tmc.edu. They do a great job of updating them every day. And you can follow things right there.
Those in power will always use the biggest number that gives them more power.
Well, I think they're trying to scare the hell out of people for two reasons. One, you don't want people going out and doing parties and things like that and spreading and having these big spreader events, which I get. But I also think there is a control factor here. It's like, oh, and what I object to is, oh, you have to stay on lockdown. You have to wear your mask. We can't go to bars. Oh, but it's okay to protest. Oh, it's okay to get out and vote.
Exactly.
It's like, who picks what, right? So, I mean, right now, I'm going to continue to, like, I go out on Thursday nights. I usually go out on Saturday to watch UH games. And I've said this before, like, we'll go to Little Woodrow's tomorrow and watch the game. They take your temperature when you go in. And when we went for the fights, when all the tables got full, they wouldn't let anybody else in. They just said, unless you have a seat, you can't come in. And I'm like, totally cool with that. And if people do stuff like that, then we can go out and do things. As long as you just do what you're supposed to. And even if I don't like it, I'm okay doing that. So I can go to a bar. You know, last night we had a nice steak night with our friends.
I just don't go to the bar.
Well, I know, but I bet I'm doing it twice a week, and I'm okay with it. And you know what? Everybody else is doing the right thing. They're wearing their masks. You go inside to order. You wear your masks. And you know what? The wife got that little temperature thing. Like, everybody we hang out with, she's running around like she's some kind of, you know, nurse going click, 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 click. I keep coming in 97.6 every time. I kind of feel like I should be 97.5. Don't know why.
I've hit 97.5 a couple times. I always check myself at the front desk.
I was 97.11 at my blood drawing today.
There you go. You're going to get your antibody test, huh?
I am.
Well, look at you. I'm going to get mine, too.
7 business days.
Okay. Hopefully we haven't COVIDed out.
I mean, if I've got the antibody, that means I've already had it and it's gone.
Well, so, but we've also learned now that even once you get it, you can get it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, well, I mean, we don't know anything about this damn virus.
Oh, right. You're not a scientist? I am. Shut up. Jim, you're on the air. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going sports, Jim.
I was saying, I work at a place in TMC, and they were predicting COVID supposed to be worse than the second spike because we're up to 5 units. For the first, the second spike, we got up to 12. They said by the end of November, we're supposed to be up to past that because of cold and flu going on. And right now, we're still at 3 COVID hospital fully patient units. And so, and everybody's running around doing this stuff that y'all are talking about. Everybody's panicking. And it's wrong. So there's that.
That's the thing. I don't know if it's wrong. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if it's panic.
None of us know the answer. But I would just say that the idea of shutdowns doesn't work. We've already seen that. And what we have to do is all agree on a way to live with it and work through it. And that's where we need to be right now. But creating panic and using numbers from that fit whatever you're... Yeah, and that's, you know, I kid around about this being non-pedo positive, but I'm trying to give you just raw numbers. This is what's going on in Houston and with the Texas Medical Center. This is it. And then you can judge for yourself. And we try to put them in context. But this whole, oh, the rate's this. And yes, it's bad the rest of the state. The rest of the state's a mess right now. The rest of the country's a mess right now. But I don't think a shutdown's going to fix anything. We've already seen that. All you do is delay it. So we need to, somebody with, smarter than us, certainly smarter than me, needs to figure out a way.
Well, if you look at numbers, humans in general, when there's a spike in their area, they start wearing masks on their own. They don't need to be told by a government. They start to protect themselves because human interest is what is best for you and your clan. So,
you're in the clan?
Okay, then.
Just
what
kidding.
What is best for you and your family? And when numbers in your area spike, humans are more adaptable to wearing masks because they want to protect their family members. That's just human nature. That's animal nature.
And why shouldn't we
You want to protect the people around you.
But we should be doing that all the time because it's such a simple little thing. And I'll say most of the places I go, people are doing it so that they can go. And we've talked about this before. If I own a business... And, you know, I want to stay in business. I'm not going to let it get overcrowded and get stupid. I'm going to tell people, hey, we're cutting you off right here. And, yeah, and AJ's always, oh, well, who's going to turn business away? It's like, well, I'm turning business away now so that I can have business tomorrow and the next day as opposed to getting shut down for breaking the rules. And I'm in it for the long game. And
yes and no.
What do you mean no? Give me the no.
If you're a mom and pop shop, that literally vested your entire, say you worked at an oil company and you vested your entire 401k into opening a shop, you're not going to put that, like, if they say you need to close, we're going to close on your rent, we're going to close on you in 3 days, you're not going to put that at risk.
What the hell are you talking about? I'm totally confused now.
Because you're saying,
so you're
put off the customers today for the customers tomorrow. Well, if you're not paying your rent now, there is no rent tomorrow.
Well, then if you get shut down because you did that, guess what? There's no rent next week or the week after that or the week after that.
I get that, but you would rather, keep the wolves at bay for
now.
You got
to risk it for the biscuit.
No, listen, if you're already in that situation, your business is dead. And
yes, but people don't think like that.
Well, like you say, Fred, people don't think that way. They think that there's going to.
Oh, but let's get it. Let's squeeze every dollar.
They're
going to
win the Super Bowl tomorrow.
But you're going to get shut down. And I'm telling you, I know a lot of business owners, and I've had this discussion with them, and I've had a couple that were trying to push it as far as they could, and I've told them the same thing. It's like, yeah, I know you want to get the dollars now, but do you want to keep getting those dollars every single night, or you want 2 nights of it before you get shut down for good?
But there's some that. You're not going to get them 2 weeks from now if you're not open tonight.
Well, at that point, if you're at that point now, it doesn't matter. I mean, you're not going to last the long haul anyway. So, yeah.
Then why keep playing for a Super Bowl if
you're
not?
Well, just get as many people in as you can, make as much money as you can, then get shut down, and then you're done. I think most places, and everybody's on margins, man. That's business. We're on margins. But the smart thing to do is hey, let's... You know what? If I'm at 80% as opposed to 150% and I'm doing 80% every night as opposed to 150% on one night, I'm doing better. You got to be smart, man. That's all.
But you're not in that situation.
A lot of people are in that situation.
I get that. But you are not one of those people. That's the point, is that when you have shut down everything in your personal life and your professional life to do this one thing, and this one thing
I get that. I happen to be part of 3 different businesses. I understand that. I've invested in a bunch of stuff and put a lot of my life into it, as a lot of other people have. But I also realize...
He's very, very wealthy.
No, he's not very wealthy. But I'll just tell you, I also understand that if I break the rules, then I have no chance of surviving if I get caught. If I follow the rules, then I'm in it for the long term. It's that simple. I mean, you're basically saying break the rules so you can survive. That's what you're telling me.
Again, I'm not saying break the rules so you can survive. I'm saying the rules are stupid.
Well, I agree the rules
are
stupid. Because
just like the weed laws, the rules are stupid. You still break the weed laws because they're stupid, right?
No, listen, I agree with you. I agree with you that it's stupid, but I take it back. I don't agree that it's stupid. I do think you should limit capacity to whatever the size of your place is, with spacing between tables. And like I said, I think there's some places doing it right. Is it costing them money in the short term? Absolutely. But if you do it every day, as opposed to, oh, we're going to crowd everybody in and then get shut down.
But that's the point. That's my argument, is that when you're looking at, that person is looking at their books. If their books say they're closing down in 10 days, because they cannot make rent, or they cannot make water, electricity, whatever.
Well,
that
I'll
is
say
up
this,
to them.
This is something that's happened a lot with these with books in Las Vegas or offshore books. They're like, oh boy, we're about to go out of business.
Right.
Let's post a number that's just crazy. We're going to get a bunch of money on it, and if we lose it, well, we were going out of business anyway. And if we win it, hey, we can operate for another month. Like it's not unrealistic to think that, like,
that's,
companies will take chances if they think
on their survival.
There's a possibility they can survive, and the downside is they know that they're screwed anyway.
Go back to cavemen. Cavemen took on a woolly
mammoth.
I wasn't
alive in caveman times.
Fred
is the only one who knows.
Cavemen will take on a woolly mammoth.
Did you do that, Fred?
I did not do a woolly mammoth. Okay.
Okay,
and if I had,
cavemen
I wouldn't have noticed.
Will take on the saber-toothed tiger if it means that their village can eat.
Yeah, listen, Aaron, I get what you're trying to say. I'm just telling you, if it's my business, I'm going to make sure I'm in it for the long haul. I'm not going for the quick buck, because if I'm in that situation, my business isn't going to survive anyway.
That's fair enough. I'm just telling, the way I'm saying it is that you're not in that situation right now, so you don't know the desperation. The point is, don't corner.
Don't tell me what in and what I'm not business-wise, okay? Because you don't know anything about my other businesses. No, you don't know anything about my other businesses, so don't tell me if I'm desperate or not.
Don't ever question the desperation of somebody who's backed into a corner.
I get that. I'm also telling you that the smart move is to go long play.
When you're in a corner, you don't think smart. We can acknowledge that.
Been in a corner before and managed to get out of it.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
So
baby in this instance is Fred. Nobody puts Fred in a corner.
No, I'm just.
And if they do, they give him a Carbock.
Yeah, and I'll sit in the corner with a Carbock.
And Fred will sit there and he'll drink that Carbock nicely and quietly.
Especially.
Shh. Drink your Carbock.
Give me a BB-8.
Shh. Guys, I got to tell you about Carbock. Listen, this is one of the breweries that has something for everyone. And there's not a lot of breweries have that. Breweries specialize. Let's face it. And some are like, they make great stouts or they make great sour beers. And Fred doesn't like sour beer. So if there's a great sour brewery, Fred's not down with that. Carbock, what they do is they make a little something for everybody. There's someone who's a novice craft beer person and they're like, you know what? I want to get into craft beer. I'm tired of drinking. I'm tired of drinking the big three and I want something a little bit better. And there's something some of it's really easy to drink. Like Love Street is a very easy introductory craft beer. They've got tons of IPAs. They've got stouts. They've got it all, man. Crawford Box, a great beer to drink when you're out, you know, just living life, baby. The restaurants out of this world, stop by and check them out. They're open 7 days a week. But make sure when you're out and about, you always stop by and pick up some Carbock.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. And just to follow up on something Virginia Buttonweed was saying, I thought this was started with Aaron talking about outliers 90%. How about Luckies? That was a totally different situation. That was where the landlord, which I don't get this, by the way, because. You know, they were making pretty decent money. The landlord basically said, we're not reducing your rent during this. And, you know, I assume that he had some other plan for the place. He or she. I don't know who the landlord is. Then I walked by there the other day. Big Four lease sign up. Got to tell you, in this environment, how many people are going to go lease that space for what it costs?
You take the money you can get.
That's what you would think. That's what you would think. That we agree on. So there.
Look at you guys.
We're not, again, that's the thing is that people on Twitch think we're fighting. We're not disagreeing on the principle. I'm just saying, you're saying, look, my argument is 5%. I'm just saying, look at the 5%.
No, I get that. What I'm saying is if you're, you know, if you have an opportunity to open your business and keep it open, don't break the rules.
And
that's it. And if you're desperate and you have no choice and you're going to push it, okay, I get that. But if you get caught, you know what?
That's my argument, is that you're looking at the guy who has enough money in the bank to keep paying rent, keep paying utilities.
No, I'm not.
I'm saying if this is your literal last straw, you play your final card.
Okay.
Whether you know you're pot committed or not, you play that final card and go, well, chips fall as they may.
I get that, but that's you're also talking about that if that's your last resort, fine. Gamble, go for it, whatever.
That's all we're saying.
But I'm talking about if you have the opportunity where you're just trying to get back the money that you've lost over the last few months and crowd the place when you can stay long-term, no, you don't do that. It's two totally different things we're talking about.
Yeah,
you're talking about a very small percentage, and I'm talking about the average percentage of people who are out there still trying to run their businesses, which I want open, by the way.
How do we get we to both this want anyway?
Open. I don't know. 214 says, Fred is dumb as hell. Brother, I'll tell you what.
I agree with that, but you know what? I mean, listen.
No, you know what? I'll tell you what, 214. You want to come down here, and we'll do an IQ test. You and me.
Oh.
Let's do that. Let's see.
Oh, let's see who's dumb as hell.
Yeah, let's see when you're if you're 46
come
beats
on down,
my
bitch.
Yeah. Let's see if you're 46 beats my 47. Where's 214 anyway? What area code
Minnesota.
Is
I thought that was Dallas.
Minnesota. Oh,
no, 214, that explains it if you're Dallas.
Meow. Yeah, that's Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay. Anybody texting from Dallas?
From Dallas punking you
I mean,
out.
Oh, like yeah. I love all of our listeners.
Punk you out like a
no,
biatch,
I, no,
Fred.
If you're from Dallas, you know what?
He slapped you around with that comment.
No, that's probably the guy who tried to pick you up in the gay bar and you rejected him.
That was you
him.
Got no, picked was, up in the gay bar.
No, that was you. You rejected him.
That's a lie. Nick knows.
It's time to play the political game. I love all of our listeners, whether you're from Dallas,
I don't.
Whether you're from Philly.
I don't. No, no, no. Listen.
It doesn't matter.
I love 90.
There are good and bad people on both sides.
Donald Trump has never said he loves everybody, by the way.
He doesn't.
No. I love 95% of our listeners, but if you're a complete dickweed and, you know, you can call me a lot of things and I'll be happy with it, but you want to try to tell me I'm dumb? Penis. Bitch, bring your ass down here and let's do an IQ test and let's see who's smarter. Seriously. And you're from Dallas, which means you're already dumb because you live in Dallas. So there.
Feel better?
Not really.
I mean, do you want me to argue with you?
Please.
I think Dave still has a area code from Houston, and he lives in Denver, so that's maybe true. They moved
well,
maybe, here from Dallas.
Well, you know what? They were stupid to move here because we don't want them.
No, we don't want Californians. If you're already in Texas.
No, but we don't want Dallas either. Let's be honest. Listen, you got great sports teams. You got a great sports scene. Appreciate that. You know, and even though the Cowboys suck as much as the Texans, they're still more relevant. Totally appreciate that. Your city blows. You know, now Fort Worth, awesome. I would love to live in Fort Worth.
I will agree with that. Arlington, not bad.
Arlington, yeah. Could deal with that.
Had some fun in Arlington when I was up there with the XFL. See,
Arlington is kind of like Sugarland. I mean, Arlington's okay. Grand Prairie, where the racetrack is, can live with that. But, yeah, Dallas blows. So. Somebody said Dallas is South Oklahoma. Well, it kind of is.
I'm not here to judge.
Yeah. And IQ test doesn't really measure.
No one called me an idiot. So,
yeah, well,
I'm just sitting here feeling pretty smart.
He called me dumb, and I'll just say, all right, call me a lot of things, but let's. You know what? Somebody says IQ aren't really a measure if you're dumb or not. Okay, you give me a measure and you put together a contest, I'm in. Especially against anything from Dallas. My God. Let's do it. 713-780-3776. Are you going to contribute anything here in the last hour?
I mean, you're ranting. I'm
not ranting. We were having a discussion.
You guys argued for two segments and I just kind of said, like, listen. I'm fully aware that there's times where I do this show where neither one of you talk for 10, 15 minutes at a time. I understand that I do that. I accept that responsibility, blame, whatever you want to call it. I do that. You two were going at it. All I did was pull myself away and say, you know what? I'm going to let these guys go. No, I'm going to let it happen.
No, you know what you did?
What did I do?
You bratted it.
That's not true. I mean,
I'm kidding, Jason. I know you're out there listening.
I'm always ready to engage in a conversation, but I mean, listen, this is everybody, I believe. If you guys see, if you're out at a bar and there's two girls and they're fighting, you're not going to go break it up. You just sit there on your stool with your beer. You take a pull off of it, and you just watch and see what happens. That's all I was doing last segment. Really, last segment and a half. Oh. I was sitting on the bar stool watching you two pull each other's hair.
You were over there.
And clawed each other's eyeballs.
You were over there looking at Pornhub, be honest.
I wasn't. There's no Pornhub here.
Yeah, or making bets or something like
no.
that. No. Italian Stallion says penis size contest.
No, let's do that.
No, I don't want to do
let's
that.
Let's do that.
No, I don't want to do that unless there's like, you know, I can do it from an angle, you know?
I'm going to need some help before we do that.
Well, you know what? I'll go see. I wish I had a Dr. Linville.
What do we call him?
I'm pretty sure Dr. Linville could help me with that.
Usually on Happy Hour, AJ and Josh take over the show. Fred sits back and enjoys a tasty beer. I was the opposite today. I was enjoying you guys. That's all.
It is true. Usually on Fridays, I don't have to do bleep around here.
Yeah.
I mean, I show up, I introduce the show, and then you guys take
letting
it over.
Letting y'all go, man. Letting y'all go.
And then
go.
Maybe by the 6 o'clock hour, if I have a point to make, I get to say something. But otherwise, you know.
I mean, that's the dynamic the three of us have. I try to keep quiet as much as I can, and then Friday comes out, and boiling point, we end up going into it.
Bill says Heart 8 Barbecue just outside of Dallas bumps Dallas up a couple points. The best barbecue in Dallas is Cadillac Barbecue. It's not even close, but they're only open like 3 days a week.
So when I was there about 3-4 years ago, I'm not going to say I was disappointed. But
in Cadillac?
Yeah. It was overhyped to my opinion.
Okay.
It was good, but when people compare it to LJ's or Snow, it's... People, oh, this is better than... Nah, I'm not going to argue that.
I to me, when I made my list, because I did all 50 on the Texas
yes,
Monthly
you did.
List.
That's why I'm respecting your opinion on that.
Cadillac was in my top five.
I'll agree, top five.
Evie Mays in Lubbock, friggin' Texas is number one. Number one. And I don't know if I'll
go
ever
there
go again.
This spring to see my cousin graduate. I'll try it.
I might never go again, but it was the best.
You think we'll be able to travel again by the spring?
I don't know. But I'm telling you, I'll tell you now, Houston barbecue, doo-doo's on Dallas barbecue.
We've come a long way, dude.
They have.
I mean, there's so many good places here now. And we used to joke about it when you moved here. It was,
well, I wasn't joking.
We talked about it.
Houston barbecue's horrible because it was compared to Austin barbecue. And Houston barbecue... God bless it, has grown into this beautiful, beautiful baby that it is. I actually went to Pit Room today, and I had a $25 gift card, and I was like, well, I don't want to split up my gift card, so I ordered $32 worth of food by myself today at Pit Room. I'm a big fatso.
Good choice.
That's right.
So my 1 and 2 in the state so far, Terry Black's, LJ's.
Okay.
Then Pit Room 3.
Pit Room 3, ooh, huh?
Yes.
Look at you.
And then Rogel's 4.
Boy, there's so many. I mean,
you're right.
It depends on what you want. Because, like, I mean, Pit Room has a couple of dishes that I think are as good as anybody anywhere. And they've also got some that I'm like, well, okay, I'm not ordering this again.
I love their tortillas.
Oh, it's so good. And they cook them in rendered
beef fat.
Yeah, that's pretty badass.
I don't eat tortillas anymore.
Oh, yeah, because you're doing the...
Yeah. But I had venison sausage, turkey. I had a chicken taco with no tortilla. I had green beans, and I had chicharrones with queso.
Okay, I can't read that name. Let's do one call real quick before we go to break.
Biscuit.
Hey, what's happening, my brother?
Odelay, Biscuit.
Hey, man. I had a question, man, and it's good listening to you guys going back and forth with the dialogue, man. The question I had, because it was put out there that when we get in crisis mode, then we all put our masks on and we do what we're supposed to do. I just never understood why we just can't do it on a, if we know it's beneficial, why you got to wait till it's crisis mode?
Yeah, I mean, people like their normalcy. They like to, and I'll be honest.
Freedom.
I'm not like an anti-masker by any stretch, but I often forget my mask in my office or my car. It just happens. And then if a business requires me to wear it, I go back to my car and get it. But I'm talking about like yesterday, I went down to Apollo Men's Health, one of our fine sponsors here on this station. I was getting my levels checked after my testosterone. I'm loaded up on testo, baby. And they wanted to check what my levels were to make sure I wasn't turning into the Hulk.
And maybe that's why you've been such a dick lately.
But I walked in, no mask. I was like, oh, damn it. So I turned around, went and got my mask.
Yeah, I I don't have a problem with it. I have forgotten a couple times, but I mean, to me, it's easy for me because I get to cover up this ugly ass face, and I like that. It's like even like a shirt like this that I'm wearing that doesn't have a collar. When I have a neck gaiter on, it looks like I have a collar. So it's, you know, it's.
You're also in love with the tactile neck.
I am. So for me, it's a good thing.
But I'll say, I was the one who brought up when populations experience a surge, they wear masks more. That's human nature.
Yeah,
you don't want to go away from your nature of not wearing.
But I agree with his point that why do we have to wait till there's a crisis? There's already a crisis. Somebody asked, what did you think of Sigma changing their name to Equal Parts Brewing, where they issued a cease and desist? Not from what
I don't think they were. I think they just decided they liked it better.
Yeah, they thought it was less.
They wanted to incorporate the entire community. Yeah,
good for them.
They make good beer. Successful from the equal parts of everybody.
I like their beer. So God bless them.
They do a nice job, and I know they've, like a lot of businesses, had a lot of problems throughout this COVID. So, all right, let's take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody says, Fred, my wife thinks you're an adorable sweetheart, and A.J. is a mean mongoloid sociopath that's funny and rude.
Cool.
The mongoloid...
Sounds like your wife is a pig.
Mongoloid sociopath, no. Funny and rude, yes. And I'm the sociopath. I mean, I'm a highly functioning sociopath.
I mean, all three of us kind of are.
But
I don't think I'm a sociopath.
Oh, God, yeah, you are.
What?
Yeah. I mean, you're not as
I'm
much.
I'm super level-headed, I feel like.
That you can be level-headed and still be a sociopath. Let's be honest.
All right.
It's not psychopath. Very different. Psychopath is what you listen to the podcast for.
Right.
Sociopath is a totally different thing. But I'm dumb, so what do I know?
It's true.
Cats in Santa Fe is fantastic. I've been there. I mean, there's plenty of really cool places in the area now, and you know, everybody will say, "Oh, I like this place. I like this place." It has gotten finally to me. It's like our Chinese food scene. Like there's a bunch of great Chinese places. Like I'll go to one. I go to China Garden to get lemon chicken, and there's
that's all you eat at China Garden.
Pretty much, yeah. There's another place I go to get General Tso's. There's another place where I go to get sweet and sour. That's how I feel about the barbecue scene now. There's so many good places that have things that they specialize in that I kind of feel like it's the same thing. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. I think our Twitch is turning into a dating site.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
You want in on that?
No.
What if they pass their temperature test?
I don't want in.
A little Fred sandwich?
Nope.
Because everybody's here because they love you.
That's not true.
That brings people together.
That's not true.
And what if you were right in the middle of those two people who were brought together?
Well, I am not going to be in the middle of anyone.
The Redskins didn't lose this weekend.
That's true.
I mean the football team didn't lose. Sorry.
Yeah stop. Cancel you. Cancel Hoffman again. I just don't think.
On election day, no less.
I don't think they're going to be bad enough. And
make sure you bleep that out in stupid stuff and in the podcast and stuff.
I'm sorry. Mama named him Redskin. I'm going to call him Redskin. She went and bought one of those thermometers where you just point at your forehead. And I mean, we got it because if we're going to have people over, we're going to make them do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't think that's too much to ask.
It's not. But, I mean, I feel like Jerry Seinfeld all of a sudden. Like, what do you do if they're at 99.1? Do you send them home? What if they've come across town? What do you do?
If I had enough money to send us to another planet and I got to go, I'd be the king.
I mean, but you're not Elon Musk.
No.
You're Elon Musk.
If he has the one that has the Elric gods in it,
is it very valuable?
By Michael Moorcock.
Yeah.
Very, very valuable.
Michael Moore what?
Very valuable.
Oh, I actually...
Michael Moorcock.
Yeah, I bet it is.
No, I do have that one.
What was that demigod's name that he said?
No, it was an author named Michael Moorcock, which, yeah, that shocker that you'd laugh at that. we made fun of that the entire time we were in high school reading his novels.
Although, I don't get any notifications for Twitter, so I have to actually open it.
Yeah.
And then I see all the...
The only thing I get is if somebody DMs me, it shows up as a text message.
I don't even get that. No one DMs me, though.
Yeah.
They only send D-pics, and I don't want notifications for that.
You know, maybe you should. Maybe you should. Because then you know if it was a good one or a bad one.
Michael Rotenberg, who's got one follower, why don't you stick to sports? You suck at politics. Why don't you eat balls?
And Rob wanted to know which part of the relations will I be handling. Well, you know what? If there's hot alien women,
be handling that part.
I think it would be...
You'll be putting them in line.
It'd be productive for us to, explore...
It'll be reproductive.
...common ground. Maybe. Maybe I'd create a little blue alien baby. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I don't know if you should have any more kids. You're irresponsible.
But alien kids would be okay, because then I wouldn't have to pay child support, and they'd be on another planet. You want more?
No. You got to talk about Lawyer Dave.
Well...
No, we're already over.
Lawyer Dave's not here.
No, sorry. We just talk about him then.
It's okay for you to go over.
Well, I mean, we're already like 5 minutes over. Aaron's been trying to get us off for 5 minutes.
He hasn't said... Usually he says Lawyer Dave.
He did. He said Lawyer Dave four times.
Four. So. I didn't hear any one of them. In fact...
Sounds terrifying.
You know what? Here, play this for him. Blue Oyster Cult song Black Blade is based on that character.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Based on Elric?
On Elric of Melnibone.
Melbimene?
Melnibone. No, I can't understand.
You're talking like Biden now.
Yeah, Joe. Sleepy Fred. Sleepy Fred's talking about Elric of Melba Toast.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week. Well, guess what?
What, friend?
Well,
what's Elric got to say?
Kneel before Zod! It didn't work out for him. The guy who said you were the sociopath?
Yeah.
Said his wife's a nutritionist in prime shape. Sorry. She sounds like an angel and you sound like the luckiest man alive.
She's a moron.
I don't know.
I hate when hot chicks are really, 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 really dumb.
So you're saying Texas Tech?
Yeah. I bet his wife went to Texas Tech.
She sounds like a genius.
Got her nutrition degree at Texas Tech.
Sounds like a genius and an angel with a very lucky man. All right, let's get the hell out of here. Aaron, I hope you make it through the next show. I'm going to give you about a 40% chance. Pretty good job today, though. I mean, I can't believe you finished that damn thing. I can believe AJ did it, but I also...
I'm willing to concede that to
you. You have low expectations on me in the game of life, is what you're saying.
Well, no, I know you can handle stuff like that.
I'm a trooper, that's what it is.
You're going to try anyway, which I appreciate. Well, I mean, Aaron tried, don't get me wrong.
You were taught that whole boot camp thing of, if it doesn't kill you, keep going.
I was 17 in boot camp.
They still instill that into your mental faculties. So you're saying, if it doesn't kill you, keep going.
So you're saying you're soft is what you're saying.
Oh, I am. I'm fine with that.
Soft as hell.
Wait, so it's like, oh, I was 17, so that doesn't matter anymore. But because I played Dungeons & Dragons when I was 17, I'm a Gygaxian nerd.
Well, you're still a nerd.
Well, yeah, I am. That's true. All right, let's get out of here. Till Monday, stay Rona-free, bitches.
R.B. Rebecca Black, so chilling in the front side.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.